Prologue. Two girls and a boy stood knee-deep in snow on the side of a mountain. A thousand dazzling rainbows soared above them. Beneath them, a frozen sea shimmered like a giant sapphire. The shorter of the girls had curly red-gold hair that blew in a halo around her head and dimples that dented her cheeks. She was in an extremely bad mood.
"Are you sure it's true?"
she snapped.
"No, I made the whole thing up just to ruin your day."
The boy sighed. He was her younger brother, which explains a lot. The other girl, who had dark brown frizzy hair and a serious pale face, didn't say anything. She was thinking, pressing her finger hard against her bottom lip. The girl with the red gold hair blew her nose noisily. She said,
"I just never thought things would go this far. It's frightening."
"Yes," admitted the boy. "But we'll fight."
"Of course we'll fight. What is this evil earthling's name?"
The boy pulled out a sheet of paper from his back pocket and examined it.
"Nicola," he answered. "Nicola Berry."
Chapter 1. Nicola Berry had a problem. She needed to make a long-distance phone call, an extremely long-distance phone call. She needed to call someone who lived on another planet. Unfortunately, whenever Nicola's mother checked the phone bill lately, she made a sound like she had a fishbone stuck in her throat. If an intergalactic phone call appeared on the bill, she might stop breathing altogether. Nicola pondered her problem while she cut up a banana to put on top of her breakfast cereal. The house was still and silent. A shaft of summer sunlight was creeping its way across the kitchen floor. It was early Saturday morning, and her brother and parents were still sound asleep. They wouldn't be up for hours, when they would appear rubbing their eyes and saying things like, "You're up already? Why?" While Nicola ate her cereal at the kitchen table, she frowned as she studied the newspaper clipping her dad had pinned to the notice board. The headline read, "Nicola and her friends save the world." She still got the strangest feeling from seeing her name in a newspaper. Nicola read the first paragraph of the article again. "Last week, Nicola Berry and a group of young friends she refers to as the Space Brigade undertook a daring intergalactic mission to kill an unspeakably evil alien princess called Princess Petronella, who'd been left in charge of the planet of Globagascar while her parents were on vacation. The spoiled young princess came up with a despicable plan to destroy Earth. Fortunately, Nicola and her young friends found out about the plan. They traveled to Globagascar by spaceship and kidnapped the princess from her palace bedroom. The princess is dead, and Earth has been saved, thanks to the heroic efforts of the Space Brigade." The newspaper reporter had got it wrong. Nicola and the Space Brigade had kidnapped the princess and convinced her not to destroy Earth. But they certainly hadn't killed her. She was very much alive and kicking. Actually, she was kicking all day long, according to her latest Glext, intergalactic email, sent from the super-advanced computer in the Globagascar Palace, all the way through outer space and cyberspace, to the Berry family's battered old computer in their living room. The princess had glexed it to say that her new hobby was kickboxing, and she was spending hours practicing on her poor guards. Without a doubt, traveling to Globagascar and kidnapping the princess had been the scariest thing Nicola had ever done. Not surprisingly, most people assumed Nicola wasn't in a hurry to head off into outer space again.
"You probably want to put your feet up, eat popcorn, and watch TV for the next 20 years or so, hey, Nick?" her dad had said hopefully.
He had no idea that Nicola was actually hoping for the Space Brigade to be on its second mission very soon. She put down her spoon and pulled out a crumpled letter from her pocket to read it for about the 1200th time. It said, "Dear Nicola, I understand you're the leader of a brigade of highly trained intergalactic freedom fighters and that you recently saved a planet by the name of Earth. Our small but exquisite planet is currently facing grave danger of a rather unusual kind, and we would like to engage your services. Payment would be both generous and delicious. If you are available and